Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation, as we have noted over the last few weeks, is not your get-out-of-hell-free card. It's not even an early reservation in heaven. What it is we receive union with Christ, by which we are seated in the heavenlies, and our life is hidden with Christ in God eternally. It's beyond what we can figure out with our heads. So let's not waste our time figuring out what can't be figured out. And just believe what God said. We live by the words that proceed out of the mouth of God. We have been made sons of God. Cleansed. Made holy. Given the promise of the fruit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we have been given the blessed hope that when Christ appears, we will appear with him in glory. And in addition to all that, he provides us, the Bible says, with all that we need to live a godly life. So there is the eternal values, and with it are all the temporal needs. But they have a greater value because they're connected to who God is, to who Christ is. So when we listen well, when we listen well, or God fills our vision with his glorious Son. Oh, Lord Jesus. So as far as temporal goodies goes, God's got it covered. But it becomes our experience when we have that eternal treasure. As the hymn writer wrote, Jesus, priceless treasure, source of purest pleasure, truest friend to me. Long my heart has panted till it well nigh fainted, thirsting after thee. Thine I am, O spotless Lamb. I will suffer naught to hide thee. So we keep our vision clear. Isn't it interesting? In the experience of Jesus, the Bible says there were some Greeks who came to Philip. And remember their request? We want to see Jesus. We would see Jesus. They didn't say we want to hear what he's got to say. We want to see Jesus. That's really what salvation is seeing Jesus and holding him and making him our vision and letting him fill our vision. So that's why I say when we listen well, our Father in heaven fills our vision with the Lord Jesus, his glorious Son, and in him are all the treasures. All the treasures. And I guess I just want to say this to end up. He fills us so full. He fills us so full that we overflow, and that overflow is our service to God as we serve and love those around us. Not something I conjure up, but the overflow of the fullness of God that he has placed within us. So, what a promise we have from a God who is not stingy. More shall be given you as well. Jesus told another little parable about a man who went out to seek a kingdom, and before he left his servants in charge. And to one it says he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1. And the one with the 5 went and invested, ended up with 10. The one with 2 went and invested, ended up with 4. The one with the 1 was afraid, and so he took no chances. And when the master came back, he took the 1 away from the 1 and said, give it to him who has the 10. God's not a socialist. But do you remember what some of the people said? He already has 10. And what does Jesus say? To the one who has, more will be given. And to the one who has not, even what he perceives to have is taken away. Let's invest our talents well. Because our God has given us everything to live a holy and a godly life. And all of that is Jesus, who not only lives with us, but in us, through us. You can use a lot of prepositions with Jesus. But most of all, I just want to let this sort of sink in our lives. Our God fills us so full that we overflow, and the overflow becomes our service to God and to one another. So we're not satisfied with some temporal goodies, but with that eternal treasure, which is Jesus. There is none like him, because there is none but him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your admonitions to listen well, to hear well, to hear those words that proceed out of your mouth, to receive the promises that have issued forth from your mouth, that you give us far and above and beyond what we need. Because you're a God of lavishness. We read of the love you lavished upon us, that we should be called sons of God. And so we are. And so, Lord, we give ourselves to live as your sons. Kept by you, nourished by you, sustained by you, with an abundant life. So, Lord, we reach into your vast resource of grace to hear and to do, that we will not be just hearers, but we will be doers of your word as well. That doing which comes as a result of the overflow of your abundance. Lord, I don't know what we could say except thanks be to God for that inexpressible gift, the Lord Jesus. Amen.